happy November, everyone. It is the month of Turkey and Frozen 2. And we're back from a break of like 2 weeks without a podcast because... Or has it been 3 weeks without a podcast?
Not in a row.
Yeah, it has. Well, I wouldn't count the video things that we did as podcasts.
Oh, okay.
So without, like, an official podcast, so, like, it's been 3 weeks. 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yep.
So if you haven't seen the other two videos that we did, the Halloween, like, double feature reaction and the Sharkboy and Lava Girl video, check those out. They're pretty funny. I thought we could just change it up a little, switch it up. The views on them are pretty good, so it's possible that we'll do more of those. But I think we should go back to the podcast at least every week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mainly it was just like that, like Halloween special. And then I was gone in California. And then we did the Sharkboy and Lava Girl thing. So that's where we've been. It's just Cruz and Jocelyn today. Yeah, so we're back. Jocelyn's dancing. She's... looking cute today. She got multiple compliments on her outfit. I never get compliments.
Oh my gosh, I give you compliments all the time.
That doesn't count. That doesn't count, though.
I'm sure other people give you compliments.
Nah. I don't know. The last time anyone's like complimented me besides you is the speech that I gave because they had to. But, like, other than that, I don't know. Can't think of something.
If we're putting aside your Halloween suit.
I think somebody complimented the door, like, our Christmas decorations, but I don't think that counts as me.
No, it does not.
No, it does not. Tried to cut myself some slack, but nope.
No.
No. So, yeah, Frozen 2 comes out this week. We'll have a review up. Hopefully Friday.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Maybe I'll do a review with Kennedy. Cause she seems very passionate about Frozen.
Well, you both are very much.
Well, that's because it's an amazing movie.
It is an amazing
movie. And this one's going to be even better. Mm-hmm. This Frozen 2 is going to be so much more, like, it already looks more epic as, like, a scale-wise. Like, they're expanding the world. There's new characters, but they're sticking with the original characters.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, everyone just looks more cool.
Yeah.
Like, Elsa has definitely gotten more, like, of a, like, how do I describe this? She got less skinny. I don't know if you noticed this, but I've seen, like, a side-by-side.
Hold up. I'm gonna look this up.
Elsa's face is so much more round than in the first movie, because I was watching the first Frozen, and I was like, yo, why does Elsa look freaking anorexic in this movie? It was scary. Like, her like, chin is so slim in the first movie. It's like, weird. But, like, in this movie, she looks more, like, round-faced. Like, her face just looks more round, and it's really weird. Yeah, and Kristoff looks so cool. And Sven, I don't know what it is, but Sven looks like he's going sicko mode. He looks like he has a beard in this movie. It's insane. Elsa just kind of... Or not Elsa. Anna just kind of looks like Anna. And, like, honestly, dude, I don't even care what anybody says. Frozen 2 is a dope movie.
You haven't even seen it, and you're already declaring it.
Sorry, like the first Frozen.
You said already Frozen
dope
2.
My bad. Frozen 2 is a dope movie, though. I haven't seen it, though, but I know it is. Some theories that I have... I'll just give you all some theories. Jocelyn's about to, like... Okay. I don't know why I need to pause for that.
Because you were going to take that out.
Nah.
Yes.
It's fine. Do you remember when I was sick and I was dying and I was like... on the podcast, remember that? That was messed up. Dude, somebody in my class... Or not in my class, but in my professor's class... A different class emailed her. And apparently he had, like... three types of sickness. He had, like, influenza, pneumonia, gosh. I don't know, death. Like, this kid was dying. It was insane.
That's my English teacher.
But, yeah, back to Frozen. The black dude looks really cool. What was his name? It started with, like, an M. It was, like, Merkulis? No, that's not right. Marcus?
I don't know. Like that.
It started with an M. But he looks really cool. And I know that there's a little girl in the movie. I think that she also has powers. But that's just a theory of mine.
Yeah.
There's going to be that dope water horse that's in the trailer.
Yeah, that looks
cool. That's really cool. There's going to be a giant. I'm really hoping that, like, the Marcus. I'm just going to call him Marcus, even though that's not his name. I just know that if
you know what? I'm going to.
Yeah, you look it up.
Yeah.
That guy has, like, looks like he has, like, a little miniature army of, like, soldiers. And I hope that there's going to be, like, some war. Or something. It's definitely not going to be, like, to the scale of a war. It's probably just going to be, like, Elsa, Anna, Kristoff, and Olaf with, like, Marcus's, like, squad of people versus, like, a giant. Oh, Jesus. So that's just what I think is going to be, like, the climax of the movie. But theory, spoiler alert, just in case I'm right, because I tend to be right about stuff when it comes to movies. Jocelyn knows this a little bit too much. So, spoiler alert, if you don't want to hear this, I don't know, skip a little bit. I don't care. But my theory for the movie, just from off the first trailer, I kind of got this vibe, is that, so, in the first trailer, we saw her, like, on an island or something.
Yeah.
And she was trying to get off of it.
That was so cool.
My theory is that her parents are still alive. And they're
on that island. I feel like that's also everybody's theory.
Well, that's because we never saw the parents' body. Mm-hmm. Like, we never saw, like, they had a funeral, but it never showed, like, caskets, I'm pretty sure. Like, it only showed, like, their paintings and, like, it getting covered up.
Do you mean this dude?
Yeah, that guy. What's his name? What? Okay. Jocelyn's finding the name. Of the soldier guy.
Matthias.
Okay.
Doesn't say that, but
you just
I don't know why it'd be Matthias.
Because it sounds cool.
Matthias sounds better.
Does it?
Yes.
Alright, I'm putting a poll and
Oh wow. So funny. Ha ha ha.
Yeah.
I win all of those anyways.
Well, that's just because they didn't listen to my reasoning,
so
they were just based off ignorance. Yeah. So yeah, Frozen 2 is gonna be lit. I already know it. I definitely feel like we're gonna see someone with new powers. Besides Elsa.
Yes.
But I don't think they're gonna be like mortal enemies or anything.
No, they're probably gonna be on the same side.
Yeah. Elsa should join the Avengers. Confirmed.
Yeah.
That'd be okay. Dope.
Dope.
That'd be dope.
Dope.
If, like...
Explain that.
What do you mean, explain that?
Like, how you see her in that.
She shoots ice.
Yeah.
There's plenty of superheroes that shoot ice.
Frozone. Not super villains.
Yeah, Frozone.
He Captain wasn't part Cold. Of no Avengers.
Emma Frost.
Who?
Emma Frost. She's like an X-Men.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Killer Frost.
I don't know who any of these people are.
These are people that pretty much have ice powers.
I just know Frozone and Elsa.
Well, Elsa can be a superhero. She could, if she wanted to.
Maybe she is.
I like that they're going more, like, even though it's not medieval, the trailer looks like it's medieval, which is really cool. But it takes place during the same time period as Tangled. Because Rapunzel and whatever the dude's name was in that movie have a cameo in the first movie.
Of course they do.
They're like at her party.
Are they really?
Yeah, you can see them in like the background.
Hidden things.
Yeah. So, that'd be dope. Dude, they should do like, I saw this dope picture on Instagram.
Count how many times he says dope in this podcast.
Okay, it was really cool. I'll show you the pictures.
Okay.
It was, somebody drew, like, Disney princesses as, like, warriors. Obviously, Mulan is already a warrior, but, like, it's so cool. Because, like, Snow White, Dude.
Dude.
You don't even know how cool these pictures.
Yeah, because I'm waiting for you to show me.
I'm trying, dude. All I see is a picture of somebody with glitter in their eye. That's the grossest picture
I've ever seen. He's been obsessed with this picture.
Okay, I'm not obsessed with it.
Yes, but he just loves to send it to everybody.
Dude, that's because the second you
show me.
That's because the second you see it, you're like, ooh.
It's just a picture of, like, an eyeball. But, like, somebody spilt glitter all over their eye, and it got
in. And it's open. Their eye is open.
It got in their eye.
And it's a lot, too.
And he keeps sending it to people just for their reaction.
I sent it to two people.
Very gross.
Is it gross, or is it funny?
Gross.
Or can it be both?
Gross.
I don't know.
Well, yeah. Kind of stuff bugs me.
Dude, how far down is it? Oh, here it goes. Okay. Like, see how dope Snow White looks in that picture?
Oh, I couldn't even
tell.
She's
like all medieval. What? Look at that.
Yes, I know now. Jeez.
There's Elsa and Anna. Oh, that looks super. Cool. I can't wait.
They don't even look that different.
Anna has. She. In the trailer, she grabs Kristoff's sword.
Yeah.
Which I'm ready for, dude. I'm ready for that. Yeah. Olaf as like a giant mutant snowman looks amazing. Ariel on with like a spear on a giant crab. Dang. That looks so cool.
That looks
really cool. And then Mulan with a more like authentic samurai outfit and like the dragon behind her. That looks really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Moana cool. Never looks cool.
Oh, shut up. That was cool. You just don't even know. You don't even know
the Cinderella. I don't even know. She just has like. She just has, like, robot. Weird. She just has, like, armor on. But whatever. Merida is the coolest princess. She
already looks so cool.
Merida is automatically the coolest princess.
She doesn't even look different.
Yeah, that's literally... Dude, oh my god. If there was a freaking Brave 2, I would be so ready.
Yeah, he's obsessed with that movie.
It was just... There was so much potential there.
Yeah, I know.
That, like, it could have been so much cooler. It already is cool, but, mm-hmm. like... The whole thing with, like, her mom turning into a bear and stuff, I was like, dude, what is this? What? Why? Why?
The bears are
they
so
should have
cute.
Just done, like, a Mulan story or something.
The bears are so cute.
And then you got Belle with, like, a revolver and a sword with the beast behind her, and the beast is, like,
this should be a video
super
game.
Edgy. This would be dope. This is what I was thinking about developing a video game, remember?
Yeah.
I should do it over this.
Oh, based off of this. Like, yeah. These are the characters you get to... fight or choose from.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I was also thinking of making a Scooby-Doo escape room.
Yes.
As a game.
Yes, he was.
That'd be really cool.
Two of his favorite things.
Scooby-Doo and escape rooms. Yeah, that would be super cool.
We do a lot of escape rooms.
That's because they're fun.
And we're starting to get much better at them.
Honestly, I feel like we're better at the harder ones.
Yeah.
Because... personally, I think outside the box way too much when we do the easy ones.
He overthinks, yeah, like, he overthinks everything. That's what you have to expect when you go into an escape room. You have to, like, expect, you know, play on words or, like,
we went to I don't know if we've already talked about this on the podcast, but we went to a... escape room. I won't say which one, so I can say what the solution was, but... there was a vent on the wall, and...
we have talked about
during,
this.
We have?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, there's something in there. I was like, there's a key in there or something.
And usually,
and
like,
I started picking at it, and the guy watching us was like...
like, they can type through the computer to give you hints and stuff. And usually, like, in an escape room, you know... stuff like that you can't touch because, you know, it's just a part of the room.
But usually they, like, put, like, stickers or something on it.
Yeah, to, like, signal, like, not to mess with it or anything. And there wasn't, so he was convinced that we had to use it.
I was, like, I was trying to pull it open, and then he was like, don't do that.
Yeah, he was like, don't pull on it.
Don't pull on it. But
so,
then,
so we didn't think any of it. And then way later in the hour, we had to go to the vent, and he was freaking out.
Yeah, it was really weird, though, because we brought something up to it.
Yeah.
And just, like, touched it to
we
it,
to, like,
and then it
scan
opened.
It.
Like, it opened by itself.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Yeah, I know.
And then I was like...
that was cool.
I knew it.
That one was...
I was right.
one of my favorite ones so far.
Yeah, that one was definitely cool. The coolest
one... We made it out.
The coolest one was definitely maybe the gold mine.
Ooh, that one that was one so was cool. That one
was really cool. Yeah. That one was well decorated.
Yes.
I think the best, like, experience-wise and, like, story-wise was the haunted, like, dead girl in South Dakota. Like, the girl who, like, killed herself or
that
something.
That one was so eerie, you know?
Yeah, that one, like, had, that like, a freaky. Better story.
Oh, yeah.
But they typed out so much for you to read, I know.
Half of it you did not need.
Yeah, I was like, dude, why am I reading so much of this? And then I figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very annoying.
If you're interested in trying any at all, if they give you these long paragraphs, skim it. Do not read the whole thing. Look for names and numbers, and literally that's it.
Yeah, and, like, places.
But or, like if what? It's, like, a certain theme. Like, we've had a couple, like, ones where you have to use a periodic table. So look for. So we had to look for, like, elements
that they use. That one was kind of fun, though.
We didn't like that one.
We almost made it out. But the last puzzle was really, really hard.
No, not the first one.
Oh, you're talking about
the other one.
Okay.
Like the diner one.
Yeah. That one was hard.
That one was
stupid.
The
diner one was hard. That one was definitely hard.
That one was.
Yeah. But yeah, escape rooms are lit.
Yeah, we've been to quite a few.
Yeah, but if I did a video game, it'd be like a point and click escape room, like that app that we played.
Yeah.
But the only problem that I have is that when I made a couple games in the past, I saw some tutorials online on how to like make an item system so you can pick up items and use them later.
Mm-hmm.
But like that was so
the hardest part?
So complicated. You should have known how complicated it was for me to put Simon into the game. Like the red, yellow, green, you know. God, that was a rough thing to do. And but yeah. I have a week of vacation now. It's Thanksgiving break. I'm so ready.
Yeah.
I did my work early, so I can leave early.
I'm so ready to go home.
I get to go home.
Tomorrow.
I get to use the bathroom I grew up in. Oh, my God.
He's literally obsessed with the bathroom.
Literally the first thing I do when I get home
is go use that one bathroom.
Is go use the bathroom in my room.
Yeah.
Just because it's more comfortable.
Yeah. If it was, like, I don't know, me and his family, like, chilling upstairs in his house... He'll go downstairs to use his bathroom, and me and his mom just look at each other like, why does he do that? Because even if it's just to, like, go number one, you'll go downstairs to that bathroom.
Yeah.
And we're just like, what the heck? You just, like, leave.
Okay, here's what I think it is, and I think it's a problem with our school, too, is the bathroom, we have three bathrooms. The one is my mom's and Scott's.
Yeah.
And the other one is, like, in the middle main floor. And then the one downstairs is mine.
Yeah.
I don't care what Kendi says. Mine.
I know.
That bathroom, mine.
I know.
The toilet is, like, lower to is lower to the ground in mine.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when I sit on it, like, I feel like when I sit on the main level one and the ones that we have on school, I feel like my heel is up. Like my feet don't lay flat on the ground.
Oh.
Which is annoying. But when I'm in my bathroom at my mom's, my feet definitely touch the ground.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know, it's more comfortable. Because I feel like when my toes are touching the ground but my heel isn't, then, like, there's pressure there. And, like, I don't know. It's weird. Talking about bathroom stuff. This is...
All right, you know, Maybe
we can go back to Frozen.
No.
Yeah. What else is going on?
Like, college-wise,
mm-hmm.
going back home and taking a high-pressure shower.
Oh, my God. I love taking showers.
You never realize how amazing it is until you go back home and you can turn up the pressure. Yeah. And it's like... Oh my gosh, I can take a shower 10 times faster now. But it's much more relaxing.
I wonder if there's something I can buy that I can just put over top the shower to make higher pressure.
There's like a couple of them that are, like, sporadic.
Yeah.
And it's weird.
I don't even know why I said I wish. That's not, like, the right thing to say. The showers are very similar to, like, hotel showers.
Yeah.
Pressure-wise. They're very light. Mm-hmm. They're very soft.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's delicate. I want a fire hose when I go to take a shower. Okay, I want to get sprayed. I want my, like, hair to just be, like, completely swamped down when I get out of the shower. Like, I want the water to be so pressurized, it feels like it's scratching my back.
Wow.
Like, dude, I hate when the water is like this.
Yeah, I know.
When I get a house, the water pressure is better be freaking high. I don't care if it costs more. I don't even know. Does water pressure, like, cost different amounts depending on if it's higher or lower?
I don't know. It might use more water.
I don't know. It's weird. The whole thing about, oh, a shower takes more water than a bath, that is so not true, by the way. That is so not true. I've tried it. If you take a shower, and if you have a shower-bathtub combo, and you take a shower and you just plug the bathtub, there's no chance you're filling up that whole bathtub. There's no way. I've done it before. I spent 15 minutes in the shower, which is already a long shower.
Yeah.
You take like 5 minutes in the shower.
Sometimes.
Mainly because you're not the relaxing type when it comes to the shower. You're like, I want to be in and out.
Yeah.
When I'm in there and I'm just like sitting and I'm like deeply thinking, I'm like thinking about some, I don't even know, some like big brain energy stuff. Like that post that you sent me that was like, the alphabet doesn't have to be in any order.
Yeah.
I was like, yo. That's like literally me in the shower. That's what I think about in the shower. Or like, have you ever seen that post that's like, it's just like a meme. It's like, are you okay? And then the other person texts, yeah, but then the autocorrect is like some really long paragraph.
Yeah.
It was like, in Scooby-Doo, Scooby and Shaggy run at about the same exact speed in the cartoon, but if Scooby is like this type of dog, then it can reach miles up to like 50 miles an hour, meaning that Shaggy is like the fastest human being alive, clocking in over Usain Bolt, who can only run like 30 miles an hour. I'm like, dude, that's me in the shower. But yeah, well, oh yeah, the bathtub thing, dude. Like, I remember the second that, because I remember in like middle school, we did a thing. It was like a little quiz on how much water your family used. Like, just, it was just like for fun. It was like asking like how many people are in your house, like how many showers do you take a week, how much do you water your toothbrush when you brush your teeth. Like, who does it, by the way? And,
you didn't this morning.
I rinsed it once.
No.
I rinsed it once.
When?
Before.
Mm-hmm.
I rinsed it before and then put the toothpaste on.
See,
you're supposed to. You rinsed it before, paste, and then after
That's
also.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Okay, well, I only do it sometimes. I was in a rush. I don't remember why. Oh, yeah.
We weren't in a rush. Oh, yeah, we were on our way to lunch, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, so when I did the whole shower thing, literally only filled up, like, half the bathtub. I don't even know if it was that. It went up to, like, my ankles. I was like, dog, what? These are fibs. Don't believe everything on the internet, kids.
Oh, don't. Yeah, don't.
Yeah. Believe some stuff.
Like,
if it's from
a
credible source. From a credible source, believe it, but if it's from some person on Facebook, maybe take a second look. So
facts.
Just facts.
Talk about some college stuff.
It's rough.
Yeah, everyone always says it's rough, you know, like, and you're like, yeah, I'm sure it's hard and stuff, but then you get there and you're like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen this much pile up at one time.
It's because, like, the teachers don't hold your hand through stuff.
Yes.
In high school, if you're, like, missing an assignment... And
it's not like I need my hand held. You know what I mean?
I do.
See, it's not even like I ever needed, like, mm-hmm. that, you know? It's just, like, it's a crazy difference. Mm-hmm. If you guys are thinking it's going to be, like, junior year, it's not. It's going to be much worse.
Yeah. Junior year is the worst year of high school.
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody else says. Mm-hmm. Junior year is the hardest. But, like, we're at this point where, like, finals are in 4 weeks, including our break. The break feels nice. Really feel but like I need it.
Stressing over the break. Like, during... Like, right yeah. now, we're having to register for next semester classes, and it's mm-hmm. already a stress.
Yeah. I think it's just everyone else builds so much, like...
I know.
Hype around it. Like, people are like, oh, if you don't register for classes right away, you're like, life is over. I'm like, I know. Dude, no, it's not. I'm gonna survive.
And everyone else around us already has it done.
Yeah.
And, like... We don't need it done right literally, now, but I'm like, what am I supposed to do?
Classes literally opened up, like, today, and I get to my class, and, like, everyone was talking about how they registered for classes already. And mm-hmm. I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, dude, what? Your mm-hmm. spot's not gonna, like, it's like,
and it's I don't like even know. It's like, now the classes that I'm gonna need next semester, I might not even get into.
Like, for macro, it... Do you have to take macro again next semester, or do you go to micro? Like, I don't even know if it's a full year class or just a semester.
I have to take... I can take micro next semester.
Right.
I don't know if I will yet, because I feel like going from macro straight into micro when I don't need to take that yet.
Yeah.
That'd be like if I took, like, stats, and then next semester I went right into business stats.
I would just do macro and then macro.
It'd be the same class again.
No. Macro and then, like, integrated macro. Or whatever it's called. It starts with an I. I don't know.
Gotcha.
It's like macro and then macro 2.
Dang.
I know. Like, for me, it's like micro and then micro 2 and then macro. So I'm, like, gonna have all my knowledge of macro gone by the time.
Yeah,
I'm a junior. But mm-hmm. who knows?
So I don't even know yet.
Yeah. So that's college life. Like, it's break, and then a couple weeks of school, and then we have finals week, and then it's break again.
But stress again. Even though it's Christmas time, you know?
Yeah. Literally, like, although it's good to get A's, in college you're just so focused on passing. Like, you just have to pass.
Mm-hmm.
And...
No one, so, like, here, if you have straight C's, you're going to fly through college, because that's the minimum, apparently, mm-hmm. that you need.
I thought D's was.
But, like, C's is going to keep you at that GPA
right.
level that
right.
they want you at.
Yeah.
Which is going to keep you on track to graduate.
Right.
So, if you get all C minuses... You're going to be set. C minus right. and up, you're set.
Right.
No one is getting all A's right now.
And this could just be our school.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not sure if people, like I can't speak for colleges in other parts of the state or, like, if I, like, my college experience is not going to be the same as people in, like, Kansas. Like, our teachers are kind of bad at putting grades in right away. Some teachers are really good at it.
Mine are really good at that.
Yeah, your teachers are really lit. My teachers take forever, so I don't, like, unless, like, it's hard for me to know where I am in the class.
I feel like that's also how high school is, but with college, we're paying each, like, every single day we go to class, we're paying to be there.
Yeah.
So it's like, we kind of care a little bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's...
Like, y'all need to step up. We had professor reviews. Dude.
Oh, yeah. I had to do mine for my stats teacher.
I want every teacher to be at their peak. I want every teacher to be, like, as best they can.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're slipping, dude, I'm going to say something. I'm not going to be nice when it comes to teacher reviews. I don't, like, if they could be a really nice person, but, like, if you're not teaching me like, what I need to be taught, then, like, you're not doing it right. And, you know, we are paying for this. So, like, you know, it's crazy.
It's significantly different. I'll just...
Yeah.
I'll say that. Especially much more different than I thought.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I just feel like I'm stressed out all the time.
I just feel like high school, teachers are a little bit more monitored. And I get that, like, oh, it's not a teacher, it's a professor. Okay, whatever, shut up. They're all teachers. A professor is a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know why we use a different word. Like, is a professor, like, I don't know.
Being paid more.
I guess. I feel like during high school, there was multiple occasions where the principal would come into my class and watch the teacher teach.
Okay, that never happened to me.
Really? That happened to me, like, at least twice a year.
Mm-mm.
But I know that he wasn't just in my class. He was in other classes as well throughout the day.
Yeah.
But in college, I feel like there's no way that the principal or dean or whatever is walking around checking to make sure that their classes are being taught.
Yeah, like, his English teacher keeps canceling their class.
Yeah, I'm like...
How are you supposed to get stuff done if you keep canceling
their class? Honestly, that is a class that I don't care if I go or not, because it is a required class.
Still.
If it was a class that I was paying for and it was a class that I was interested in, mm-hmm. I would want to be there every day. Like, if a micro... like, economics class gets canceled, I'm a little bummed out because I paid for that. It's part of my major. It's like, I want to know this information because it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Although I understood because the teacher was, like, super sick that day. It's fine.
Yeah.
Plus, like, family stuff, which is cool. But if it's, like, a class that, like, I have to go to because it's required, dude, I don't care. If it's canceled, dude, cancel it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, make sure that what you were going to teach in class is, like, given to the students. You know?
Yeah.
Which is also weird, like, if a teacher can just give me what... Like, for one of my classes, my English class, a lot of it, I don't even need to, like... There's no reason for me to be there... Because it's a lot of just explaining what the assignment is and then doing the assignment.
Yeah.
And it's like, you could have just emailed me what the assignment was, typed out a few pointers, and then sent it to every class that you have. You know? It's whack.
Yeah. Did I tell you that today in my English class, we are starting to... You know, like, turn in our research for our spring research project.
Wow.
So, basically, what we're doing for the spring semester is we have a spring research project and a spring group project. And he's basically having us start those right now.
Right.
So, that way, when we get back from break and finals and the whole next semester, that's all we're going to work on.
Jeez.
It's weird.
I would rather have a few big assignments than a bunch of itty-bitty ones.
Yeah.
But at the same time, sometimes it's switched. For me, it's like English is a class where I do not want a bunch of itty-bitty assignments because they're annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Same with math.
That was junior year.
Same with math. But, like, if it's econ, dude, I'll get as many points as I can possibly... get, because if I understand it right now, I want the points for it. But those are all gonna fall, by the way. She has, like, these Twizzlers, the peel Twizzlers, and she's putting them into little springs and just putting them on her lap, and she's already dropped two, and I can already feel that.
Don't expose me like this.
Dude, at Walmart, you dunked on me with the basketball. I'm exposing you right now.
We were in the toy section just messing around, and he was like, I don't know, he was looking at something or reading something. I just saw a basketball and I had to take my shot.
Right.
I did it.
All right, so get exposed about your Twizzlers.
Oh, shut up.
On your lap.
You no one cares anyways.
Floor Twizzlers.
I'm not going to eat those. Bet. I won't.
Yeah. What else is going on recently? The president's going through some stuff.
Oh, gosh. Don't even talk about it.
He's getting impeached. No, he's not.
There's don't no talk chance. About it.
There's no chance. It's whack. But, like, have you heard anything on it?
No, because I don't pay attention to that kind of stuff.
See, everyone should pay attention to this kind of stuff.
Dude, leave it alone.
Guys, do your research. Don't be a fool.
Don't be a fool.
Don't play into what people... Don't play into the mob.
What does that even mean?
Do not conform.
Who is the mob?
Everyone.
What does that even mean?
It means don't.
If everyone shouldn't conform into the mob, then everyone shouldn't conform into everyone. That is what you just said.
Yeah.
What?
Don't be like other people because it is popular to be other people.
That is literally, that has nothing to do with whatever you
what?
Just said.
What? That means exactly what I mean. What do you mean? What's conform mean? What's to conform?
To do what everyone else is doing.
That's what I said!
No, it's not!
I said...
You're talking about the mob. You said don't listen to the mob.
The people are the mob.
Guys, do you see what I have to deal with on a daily basis here?
The people... It's a part of language.
I don't even know what's really happening.
Guys, she doesn't understand.
He's honestly just talking, and I'm just
guys,
sitting
you know
here.
That the mob is a
see,
is like a
now,
term for the people.
I don't really know what's happening.
If I was like, don't follow the mob, you'd be like,
he's still
what does
going.
That mean?
He could go for another half hour if he really wanted
dude,
to.
I was trying to get Caleb on here, but he didn't come on.
He didn't even message you
he
back.
He didn't even message me back.
Caleb, if you're listening...
No, it's fine.
We're offended.
I don't care. It's fine.
It's also, all right. People back home, if you want to be on a podcast, get a hold of us while we're on break.
Yeah.
Because we'd so be down.
I will.
And so many people have been like, oh my gosh, I would so be on a podcast.
Who? No one has ever said that to me. Who said that to you?
I feel like all of your family has said that to you.
My family, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't want to have my family on the podcast.
Well, you wouldn't have your friends on the podcast?
I'd have my friends on the podcast, see? But none of them have said that they wanted to be on the podcast.
Ask them.
We'll see.
Okay.
I would.
We can get my sisters on a podcast. That'd be pretty entertaining.
Oh, yikes. That'd be rough.
That would be entertaining.
It would be entertaining.
They're really hard to follow because...
They're just everywhere.
Yeah,
you know?
But it's okay.
That's okay.
So are you.
What?
Oh, roasted.
No, I follow a complete logic trail.
What does that even mean?
What do you mean? How does that not make sense?
You were
sense?
Just like...
Okay, no, that one makes sense. The
I follow
other
a
one
complete logic trail.
Is a little
trail.
50-50, but this one makes sense.
I follow a complete logic trail.
Yeah. What do you mean?
You just make me laugh.
The trail that I have followed is logical. In my brain.
This is what I have to deal with every day.
Like, if I...
Another
like,
half hour passes
if
by?
I just out of nowhere started talking about... Ooh! I don't even know. If I was just like, ooh, you know, spaghetti's good. Like, that's not how my... logic works. I don't just, like, out of nowhere start splurting out ideas. Unless you ask me to, then I'll splurt out some ideas. I'll be like, you'll be like, I don't even know. You'll be like, where do you want to eat? I'll be like, McDonald's.
Okay, when I ask you where you want to eat,
Burger
you
King.
Do not say anything.
Applebee's.
You say, where do you want to eat?
That's because I'm not as picky.
See? And then I say, no, where do you want to eat? And
guys,
you say, that's
guys,
because I'm not as picky.
Guys, I'm talking to all the boys out there right now.
Oh my gosh.
If any boys listen to this.
You're getting really
if
creepy.
If any girls listen to this, tell your boyfriends. This is what you do. You have the boy choose, like, five things.
Yeah, but you don't even do that!
And then you have the girl.
Did you just blow at me?
And then you have the girl... choose one of those five things. You dropped one of your Twizzler things. That's three now. Shut up. Exposed. Okay. And so the dude chooses five things, and then the girl chooses the one. Chooses the one, the place you will eat.
Okay, usually you name off like 10.
Yeah, and then you choose none of them.
No.
And then you pick two.
I pick two, and then you have to finish it
off. I don't like doing that, because I'll pick one, and then you'll be like,
If I pick the final two, obviously I don't care which one I go to.
I feel like I just care less about where I want to eat.
Oh, man. Relationships are hard, man. This is the struggles you have to deal with. Pretty much just this, and that's it.
Yeah.
I gotta say.
And, like, stop tickling me while I'm trying to just sit here.
It's funny.
It's like, chillax, okay? I'm trying to watch if Scooby-Doo is gonna figure out who the mystery monster is, okay?
They always do.
But no. I gotta be attacked right now. But, you know, that's just how it works. Sometimes. Dang. It's been 40 minutes. I feel like we didn't talk about anything.
Yeah, I know.
But, I mean, I don't know. We talked about Frozen. We talked about college life. We talked about showers. My logic trail. We did talk about me using the bathroom a little bit. We can go back on that if you want.
No, thank you. No.
Listen, if you wipe from the front, you are doing it wrong. I don't care what anybody says.
Stop talking.
It's a big debate.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Also, if you stand, you're disgusting.
What are you talking about?
People that stand up and wipe. You guys are gross.
What? People that stand up and wipe?
Yeah.
Like boys?
And girls.
Girls don't pee standing up?
No. No. I'm talking about, like, they'll go number two, they'll stand up, and then they will wipe. Standing up.
Okay, I don't want to talk about this
half
anymore.
No, I'm being for real right now. Half of, like, the population stands up, and then the other half sits down, and they don't know that the other one does the other one.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not one of those halves.
Yeah, dude, if you stand up, you're gross. Okay.
All right, there goes all of our fan base.
Dude,
Thank you.
If our fan base is people that stand up and wipe, I don't care. I'll get a new fan base. I'll make a Twitter poll. Or an Instagram poll. I don't use Twitter that much.
No, neither do I.
Yeah. Yeah. I think during Christmas time, we'll do some ranking videos. Get a little festive.
Oh, yeah.
I'll make a new Christmas background for the podcast.
Oh, don't you worry. We'll make some Christmas backgrounds.
Yeah. If there's any ideas you guys have for Christmas themed stuff, like, I don't know, ranking religions or,
What?
We're gonna rank religions.
No, we're not. Yeah. No, we're not.
That would be amazing.
How? I don't even know.
I don't know. It's like, what's the worst religion? Satanism?
Don't say anything.
Satanism's the worst. Because it's evil.
You're evil.
Thanks.
The top of the list is
Christianity, because Kanye is
all right, and that's the podcast, guys.
If we're going to end it here, I just want to leave you guys off with a good message.
Oh, gosh.
I think at the end of the episode, we should all have a message. I've said this throughout many episodes, actually, that every episode should have a lesson. And I think today's lesson is, go watch Frozen 2. Stir away from the mainstream media. Do not be part of the mob. Follow a logic trail. Pick your college carefully.
Yes.
What else did we talk about? And sit down when you wipe. It'll change your life. I promise.
Okay.
And I've actually heard that you should use baby wipes. Adults. I've heard this very many times. But that's a step in the extreme direction that I don't know if is necessary.
No.
But if you stand up, you need to start rethinking your life. While you're in the shower relaxing, having those shower thoughts, just think to yourself, what am I doing wrong? And I can tell you what you're doing wrong, and it's standing up while you wipe. So I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. If you did, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. If you're listening on Spotify and you are not following our Spotify page, please follow. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please give us a rating. It helps us, like, see how people respond to things. So yeah.
And say subscribe on YouTube.
Yep.
Follow our Instagram page.
Oh yeah, our Instagram page, barely_adults. And Frozen 2 review coming soon. So with that said, we've been a couple of adults.
Barely.
Barely. Don't stand and wipe.
Oh my gosh.
PSA of the day. That was a bar. Okay, bye.